Well, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will hold a meeting with top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat in London later today. They are set to discuss Palestine's U.N. bid to set a two-year deadline for Israeli troops to withdraw from the West Bank. The draft will be submitted to the United Nations Security Council tomorrow. Kerry will also hold talks with the Arab League chief Nabil Al Arabi. In the past few days, a U.S. official has discussed the issue in separate meetings with his European counterparts, as well as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier, Netanyahu criticized European governments for siding with Palestinians over the bid. He said that Tel Aviv will strongly reject any UN move to dictate a time frame for withdrawal from the land Palestinians seek for a state. Palestinian activist Issam Bakr joins us now from Ramallah. Sir, welcome to the program. Please initially give us your thoughts on the scheduled talks between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Saeb Erekat.
Good evening. I think this meeting take place in London today related to the Israeli position not to redeploy from the West Bank and refuse rejecting the Palestinian to go to the Security Council to the Security Council resolution to implement the Israeli to put the end for the Israeli occupation on the Palestinian land. This meeting also took place after the meeting yesterday between Netanyahu and Kerry, in which they didn't have even any press release after this meeting, in which some media association concentrate and say that maybe there will be some differentiation between the position of the United States and the Israeli occupation government. Well, I think this meeting is Saeb Erekat should exactly put on the table the determination of the Palestinian people and the Palestinian leadership after the decisions took place in the last meeting of the Palestinian leadership to say exactly that we are going to go for the security resolution to put an end within 2 years to the Israeli occupation from our land.
Let's talk about this bid that will be bid will be set to go to the United Nations Security Council tomorrow. How viable is this bid by the Palestinians? How much opposition will it face? Because if put through, this could mean the first step of putting an end to the Israeli occupation on Palestinian territories.
The decision was clear to go for the security security resolution, and to took place. Now the Arab world should give the decision on the table within tomorrow. Now I don't know exactly if there is a clear position from the Palestinian side actually to go for this, because now there is a press release from the foreign minister says that maybe we can it will take more time, maybe for a few days, and it could be not tomorrow. So the position is not clear. Also, there is some speeches or there is some press released from different parties from the Arab world, even the Jordanian farmers. Says that they didn't have the decision yet. But what is important and very clear is there is a decision and there is a direction to go immediately for the security resolution to put an end for the occupation. What is also very important is the initiative from France in which there may be a suggestion or a proposal from different parties, even from the EU, to have some construction and some changes here and there in this initiative to go instead of the resolution, it will take place to go for the table of the security resolution.
Thank you very much, Palestinian activist Hassan Bakr, joining us from Ramallah.